Hey everyone, this is Ernie with a Spark of Hope Daily Devotionals. And today's topic I want to talk with you about is suffering for doing good. Suffering for doing good is something that it's like, wow, what do you mean suffering for doing good? So I'm doing good and I'm still going to suffer? Well, let's explain. Let's go a little deeper into that. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3. Starting with verse 14. But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid of their threats. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. But do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good if that is what God wants than to suffer for doing wrong. Wow, suffering for doing good. And this is something I know I experience, and I know I'm pretty sure all believers in Christ experience. You give your life to Christ, you accept Jesus in your life, and you surrender to him and you start living for him, and you're thinking, wow, things start off going good, but then all of a sudden it's like all chaos breaks off in your life. All chaos just lets loose in your life, and you're like, wow, God, why am I suffering for doing good? I'm doing things for you. But it's like the Bible says, no wonder. It's because this world is corrupt. This world, as the Bible says, the God of this world is the devil himself. And so when we're doing good for God, we might go through some sufferings. We might go through some hard times. But don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Keep pressing in to the good. Keep pressing into Jesus and doing those things. Because Jesus even tells us, if you're persecuted and suffer for his name, you'll be blessed. As it says right here, let him be the Lord of your life. So that, and if someone asks about your hope as a believer, be ready to explain it. Because when they see you're reacting different, even though you're suffering for doing good, but they might wonder if you keep that hope alive. They're like, how does he do it? And that's when you're there to explain. It's only through Jesus I'm able to do this. And that even though I might be suffering for doing what is right, God is going to reward you for it. So don't worry about what's going on. Instead, give it to God. So that way, when people come against you, they'll see the good life that you're living because you belong to Christ. Because as it's saying, it's better to suffer for doing good if that's the will of God than to suffer for what's doing wrong. Because you'll be blessed by God suffering for doing good. And it's not like God sees it. It's not like he wants you to suffer. It's not like it's his will for you to suffer. No, but even Jesus himself, when he went through took the sacrifice on the cross, he was in pain. He was in suffering. But he did it because he knew he did it for the greater good of our lives. And sometimes when we're doing things in our life, we're doing it for the greater good. We're doing it because we know it's for the Lord. We know we're doing it no matter what. So be encouraged. Don't let the devil try to steal your hope. Don't let the devil try to knock you down. You remember that God is going to bless you. He's going to reward you. So keep putting in that good work and keep fighting the good fight. And be blessed today in the name of Jesus.